Welcome back from recess to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's 9:50 a.m. We are on policy and legislation. Item number three. Item number two has been tabled for the time being, which was discussion and consideration of Yuna County Library Bookmobile. So we're on item number three, discussion and consideration of engineering agreement modification number two for the Manila Airport ILA project.
So, Brett Reynolds. We're getting close to wrapping this up. Really, hopefully soon. We did sign the agreement for the nighttime flight. So one of the things we really got to watch out for here in the next little while, they'll schedule that. But then we just need to make sure our lights are going good, make sure that they're all working. We did have a thing happen the other day where pilot told me that the lights weren't working. Randy checked it out, and with the radio, it's a good way to check it, is you go back down there and do the radio just like you're a pilot. They said they came on.
So it might have been something on the pilot's end then.
I was going to get back in touch with him and let him know that. See if I can figure out a little bit more.
Push the button harder next time.
Yeah. Or maybe he thought that they were on all the time at night, you know. There are airports that do that.
Sure.
We did get the... So we're really close. They've got the instrument landing approach pretty much done, but now we're trying to get it nighttime certified. And with that, checked with the state, and there is some money left in there, so they're okay with this here change order, and just a little over on budget. Need a little bit more budget to finalize it. That's what this is all about, and it's all covered with the 90-10. So out of $11,000, you guys pay 10% of that. So. The first thing I did was check to make sure the state was okay with it, and they were fine with it. And then hopefully we can wrap this up after this nighttime flight, and hopefully it'll all be done. It's been a long project. Keep having to go back a couple of years to figure out when we actually started it.
Well, we're still trying to find a way to come up with money enough to crack seal this airport also. Sean got with three different outfits to get a price, but it's like $47,000. It's getting pretty, there's a lot of cracks that need filled.
Yeah. Well, when we get the Dutch John Airport going, we'll definitely have a talk with that contractor to see if he wants to do some of the work over here at the same time.
Yeah, that was a thought that I'd had as well, to try to... Be efficient and get a good price for it.
Also been working with Sean to put together a bid for chip sealing three roads here in town and on the side, and hopefully when we get those guys involved we can have some talks with them.
Yeah, them were the ones that we got with, the ones that Sean did for the road up on Birch Creek.
Yeah. And then next year we should be able to do a surfacing project in Manila. So we'll be starting on that come the 1st of July. That fiscal year will kick off, so get a little bit head start on that. So it's all about just trying to get that project wrapped up and done. It's been going on since, I think, 22 or something like that. We're really close.
All right, any other discussion?
And then the other thing, Randy, is I need to get with you and go over the maintenance manuals. And did make a change to them with the NOTAM. And I think, you get the little, the main thing you got to get out of that is there's a number to call. You have to do a NOTAM. Anybody else wants to know how to do a NOTAM? Just call that number.
Was that clear? I dropped that off to your office.
Yeah, just just call this number.
Phone number. And on the back, we put the airport identifiers. You know, the two different airports. But so, yeah, make a phone call. And
do you remember quite well? We were trying to get some information on that from our previous airport manager, and he said he put together a little thing. And, well, it turned out to be really simple. Call his number. And that's in the that's one thing I've changed in the maintenance manual, just to make sure that that's clear. And if there is an accident, the pilot, if at all possible, is supposed to call the number. There's an accident down there, so it's up to the pilot to make those calls, but it's up to the county to kind of make sure that he makes the call.
So what happens if nobody's aware of an accident? Because there's nobody there. I mean,
right. I mean, I guess it would depend on the nature of the accident, but there are public, you know, people that live around there, and we do our best to keep an eye on it.
Right.
And I guess just like a car accident.
In the event there were an accident, I would anticipate the likelihood of somebody from the public seeing it and calling the sheriff's department would be pretty high.
Especially if it was severe enough to call it an accident.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it were minor, then the pilot should call it in.
Yeah, or just whatever, yeah.
Yeah. So, good question to think through the process.
So I guess, Randy, have you been able to look at those maintenance manuals at all, or?
I haven't, to be honest. I have.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to go over
to a training last week. So.
And I wouldn't mind meeting with you and your maintenance staff, and we could basically walk through them.
Okay.
And see if they have any comments. Because that was one of the things I emphasized, is we're going to turn this over to people, and if they look at it and go, like, no, I'm not going to even read this because it's way too big, then they're going to throw it away. And I don't want that to happen.
No.
I want them to take it seriously. And I try to write it that way. So that's part of the ILA stuff, too. So just wrapping that stuff up. Okay. So, yeah, you want to set that up, Randy?
Okay.
We'll do it. But yeah, I think it'd be good. We could do it a little workshop type thing. So we're going to go through this. And this is what we're gonna make you guys do this. So
that'd be good.
Yeah. And we might, because it does include, we might want to do it separately with Dutch John, and maybe have another quick meeting with Trevor, because we have the Dutch John one on there too.
Okay.
But then I think Sean and the road department could really help out with some of that stuff.
I agree.
And we did get the Dutch John airport changed to where it's open, but we did get it put in there that it was not maintained.
You're talking about the dirt runway.
The dirt runway.
Yeah.
And so we need to get that to where it is maintained. So, yeah.
All right, so back to...
We have an upcoming meeting on the Dutch John one too, don't we? I can't remember when that is.
It's next month. I don't remember the date. It seems like the second or something. Let me look real quick. Yeah, the second.
Okay.
At 11 o'clock.
It's just...
Okay.
With all this, the ILA, just kind of get your airports up one notch. At least one notch, if not two.
So back to the contract modification. Any more discussion?
Make a motion to approve the modification in the engineering agreement Manila Airport ILA project. Number, the engineering agreement modification number 2 for the Manila Airport ILA project.
I'll second the motion. So a motion and a second has been made to approve the engineering agreement contract modification number 2 for the Manila ILA project in the amount of $11,420.08. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then, Lorinda, we did this right this time. We actually signed it. Got a signed copy on our site, so and hopefully I can get the sealed copy.
All right, let's go to item number 5. Discussion and consideration of agreement to participate in the new national opioid 6 remnant defendant settlement. Can you walk us through this?
There we go. This is just the last 6 defendants. It's the same form and the same contents of the other settlement agreements that we've had. It just involves the last 3, or the last 6 who were in bankruptcy. So I just need a signature on it, that's all. Any questions?
I don't really understand this.
We've had settlement agreements with other, it's the same firm who have been handling all of our agreement or all of our settlements. These are the last 6 because they were in bankruptcy. We had to keep them out of the other settlements. But now that is over with. We are now in the process of settling with the last 6.
So we get a. Do we need to approve it then?
Yeah, just approve signing it, or approve it, then I think Matt needs to sign it. That's all. My recommendation is that we go ahead and do it. They've settled, they've handled all the other settlements.
Okay, I'll make the motion to approve that agreement to participate in the new Nation Opioid 6 Remnant Defendant Settlement.
I'll second the motion. There's a motion and a second has been made to approve the National Opioid 6 Remnant Defendant Settlement. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We have a scheduled closed session at 11 o'clock with Jesse Lastly. I just sent a text to him to see if we might be able to move that up. Is there any other need for closed session today, Kent?
No, everything we will discuss in the closed session with Jesse, that's all.
Is there anything?
I can reach out to him and see if he's available also. Okay. Did he respond? Yeah.
He hasn't yet, but I just barely sent it, so.
Okay.
Is there?
I'll try. He's been active in reaching out to me, so.
I thought so too, but then there was some talk that they were going to do one today and one next week. So.
Did you have contact with him, Kent?
I had, not this morning, I had an email from him last night, and I spoke with him and his partner last week. They came into the office, and we talked, and we've been emailing back and forth.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that we need to do in open session?
No, sir.
I think that we've covered everything on the agenda. So I'd entertain a motion to go into closed session. Do you know the purpose, Kent?
Sorry, Jesse, are you available to join us now in closed session? Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. Oh, okay, so you should be here in about 15 minutes or so. Okay, I'll let him know, thanks. Okay, thank you, bye. Matt, are you there?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. He is just passing the gun range. He's coming in first one.
Okay.
It would be for the purchase, lease, or sale of real property.
Okay. So entertain a motion to go into closed session for that purpose.
So moved.
A motion and a second has been made to go into closed session for the purpose of purchase, exchange, or lease of real property. All in favor?
Randy ACI.
Matt Tippett's aye. Well, we will transition into closed session, and then we'll wait for Jesse for when he's available. Well, thank you very much. And the time is 10:07.